You're tuned to Classical IPR. I'm Tim Burke. Welcome to Live from Studio A. There'll be a Wild Rose Concert Series concert this Sunday at 3 p.m. That's at the St. Andrews Presbyterian Church in Beulah. And on the program, trumpeter James Beckering. Also at the keyboard, Steve Larson. And additionally, mezzo-soprano Lindsay Anderson with Donna Brunsma at the keyboard. Thank you all for coming in. It's just going to be vocal today, but I wanted to make sure everybody got to build on the Wild Rose Concert Series. Lindsay, thank you so much for coming in to sing for us.
Thank you for having us, Tim.
You've really got some interesting credentials. You do all kinds of singing. I was looking at this the program notes here, and Ballad of Baby Doe, Little Women.
Yes.
But the Magic Flute, Madame Butterfly,
all sorts.
Your taste knows no bounds, apparently.
Well, I'm partial to Wagner, which we are going to sing a piece from him today, but I enjoy singing everything. In the past year or so, I've kind of become a specialist in English opera. Beginning this year, I did Dead Man Walking by Jeg Heggie with Opera Fayetteville, and then on to the Ballad of Baby Doe with Winter Opera St. Louis, which was a wonderful challenge, but quite a pleasure.
Do you find it fun to sing some repertoire that's not as well known?
It is. It's a lot of fun. It's always fun to listen to, you know, your heroes in opera, but it's also fun to create and, you know, create the character for the first time, doing things that, you know, maybe it's something that only you've thought of doing. And it's very liberating as an artist.
And when people talk to you about that, what kind of things do they say, especially if it's something they've never seen before?
We had a very good response for Dead Man Walking. It was, it's very controversial material. I don't know if you're familiar
dark
with the story.
Topic, yeah.
There was a Hollywood movie back in the 90s. It's a beautiful story, though, and it challenges a lot of, you know, your beliefs. So to combine that with a set of very challenging music, it was a pleasure. It was a joy. But the response was really well received in Fayetteville, which is, you know, an area that you wouldn't typically think would appreciate that sort of music, but they embraced it.
Wow. That's, I can't imagine taking on a subject like that, let alone the opera realm, but kudos for that one.
Oh, thank you.
and you also are very well versed in Wagner. We're going to hear some of that in just
yes.
a bit. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're going to sing?
Today I'm going to sing Schmerzen. It's from the Wesendonck-Lieder. And I think that after most people hear this, they're going to wish that Wagner had written more Lieder, you know, aside from his operas. He wrote, I think it was 13 operas, which I love dearly. But I wish he had written a few more Lieder because I enjoy them so much. The text of the piece today was written by his mistress, Mathilde Wesendonck, and she was a wonderful poet. The translation is quite beautiful. It talks about how the pains of life make, you know, it worth the joy. The joy is worth it.
Very good. Well, music of Richard Wagner, performed by Lindsay Anderson, mezzo-soprano, at the keyboard, Donna Brunsma.
Erreicht der frühe Tod. Du kennst
soprano, our mezzo-soprano, make that, Lindsay Anderson, with music from Wagner's Wesendonck-Lieder. Wow, it's the first thing that popped into my head as you were concluding that work was the one thing I never think of with Wagner, one word that never pops into my mind at the same time, is short.
That is true.
But it's beautiful. It's got a wonderful line, and it says everything it needs it to right. say in a very short amount of time.
He so he was absolutely in everything capable. That he's known for in a short 2 minutes.
Right.
It's beautiful.
And all the works that you're doing for us today are very short. So
yes, they are.
Alas.
But a short preview for
short
what's
preview.
To come on
That's
Sunday.
Right. Again, for folks just tuning in, this is mezzo-soprano Lindsay Anderson, who will be performing at the Wild Rose Concert Series Sunday. That's at the St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Beulah. It begins at 3 o'clock, and no admission charge. They'll be taking up a free will offering, however, just so that you know what the situation is there. Also on the program, trumpeter James Beckering and pianist Steve Larson, so lots of variety there. Again, Sunday at 3 p.m. at the St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Beulah. Okay, what else do you have for us on this Thursday?
The next piece we have today is by Ned Roram. It is called Rain and Spring. And as Donna and I have been rehearsing this, we've been patiently awaiting spring to arrive. And it looks like it may be here today. We have our April showers, so I hope
we
you...
certainly got the rain part of it. Absolutely.
Hope you enjoy it.
And I think for folks who know very little about Ned Roram, some of his music can be quite challenging to listen to, but this doesn't fall into that category.
Oh, no, this is a very sweet little piece. It's delicate. It's just lovely. That's the best word I can think to describe it. And I really enjoy singing it.
How did you happen upon this piece?
Actually, Donna suggested it to me. I had never really delved into the works of Ned Roram. And this is my first venture into his repertoire.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Well, here we have Donna Brunsman at the keyboard, mezzo-soprano Lindsay Anderson performing Rain in Spring by Ned Roram. Rain in Spring by Ned Roram, performed by mezzo-soprano Lindsay Anderson at the keyboard Donna Brunsma. And Lindsay, you've got some interesting times coming up, too, here this fall. You're going to be joining the Virginia Opera as an emerging artist.
Yes.
What exactly is an emerging artist, and how do you get this title?
Well, they just recently changed the name of that program. It used to be an apprentice artist program, and now they wanted to focus more on the latter stage of the young artist's career, helping them bridge that gap between young artists and professional. So we get a lot of opportunities. I will be covering the role of Dame Quickly in Falstaff. I'm very excited about that. I enjoy comedy very much. And we'll also get to do recitals, concerts with orchestra and that sort of thing. So young artist programs have been a wonderful part of my development, and I'm very thankful for all of the experiences I've had in them. So I'm looking forward to what's to come.
Well, I'm curious about the Falstaff role, because I know that, at least that I've heard, that it's really as difficult or more difficult to do comedy than to do serious
roles.
Oh, yes. How does that play into what you're doing?
It's all in the timing, I think. The most recent comedy I've done was The Marriage of Figaro, and that was back in 2011 with Opera North, and I sang the role of Marcellina, and she's quite a comedian. But most recently, I've been singing the dramatic ladies of Augusta and Sister Helen and Dead Man Walking. But it is all in the timing, and it helps to have a wonderful director to guide you to help the comedy read to the audience. And a lot of it is in the music also, so it's very helpful.
Wonderful. Well, once again, Wild Rose Concert Series this Sunday, 3 o'clock, St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Beulah. That will be featuring trumpeter James Beckering, along with pianist Steve Larson, and my guest today, Lindsay Anderson, mezzo-soprano, and Donna Brunsma at the keyboard. Thank you both so much for coming in to perform.
Thank you for having us.